Now, we have a parable, parabolo. What does parabolo mean? Brother Roger, parabolo, two Greek words.
So, beside
doing something, parables.
Parabolo. Paro means beside, and bolo means to throw, where we get our word ball from it. Okay? To throw beside something physical so we can understand something spiritual. All right? Something physical so something spiritual. Now, these parables, people have twisted them, wrested them, torn them upside down, chewed them up and spit them out, never which way but right way sometimes. And I just finished on about 10 messages on Calvinism and election and Arminianism and everything, and Highline Missionary Baptist Church, they loved it. I finished the one this morning.
Was that the New Testament survey?
New Testament survey, yes. And I want to introduce you to this because this is the subject here, is salvation, election, and all of that, and who is who. Okay? So I'm just going to throw a few things out for you to understand. Maybe some of you have not heard these terms at all. Maybe some of you aren't even interested in these terms at all, but they're very important. Anti-lapsarian or supra-lapsarianism. You asked me a question a while ago about Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and they're wrestling over what kind of a Calvinist he was. Many people are. The hyper-Calvinists use him as an example, and the moderate Calvinists use him as an example, because they both of them are claiming him as theirs. Okay? Now, let's look at supra-lapsarian or anti-lapsarian. What do they believe? I want you to pay attention. Okay, because this is very important. As we get into the sword, we will need to understand this. Okay? The anti-lapsarian or super-lapsarians, number one, the first decree of God was what?
He created people that he would save and people that he would send to hell.
Basically, the decree to elect some to salvation and reprobate the others. This is before he did anything else. Okay? Did he create the reprobate? Yes. If he did this, he created the reprobate. Did he or not?
Well, according to them, yes.
Yeah. All right. Number two decree is to create. Number one, to create the damned and the elect. Number two, to create man. Okay? First decree was to create the damned and the elect. The reprobate and the elect. The next decree was to create man. The number third decree that he decreed according to supralapsarian or antilapsarianism is to permit the fall, and not only to permit the fall, but to what, Marilyn? Permit the fall and what?
And to basically instigate it.
That's a good term. How about necessitate the fall? Okay, to necessitate the fall. All right. Now, if you have all fallen men and you decree to elect some and reprobate the others, and then you decree the next decree is to create mankind, then the next decree is to permit or necessitate the fall. The next decree is to procure salvation for the elect through the atonement. People ask, was Charles Haddon Spurgeon a five-point Calvinist, or what was he? He's not here. We can't ask him to tell us exactly. I have a book on Calvinism by Haddon Spurgeon. All right, now Tulip. Total hereditary depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and preservation of the saints. Okay, we got that. We've heard that. You heard that, Cindy, haven't you? Okay. But now, as we study supra or anti-lapsarianism, what do they believe about total hereditary depravity?
That only the elect can hear them. That we're all
that mankind is so totally depraved that none have the ability to respond to God. But God only gives the ability to respond to him to the elect. The other do not have ears, because dead people don't hear, because they're dead, spiritually dead. You got it. Number five.
What was four again?
Four? Yeah. To procure salvation for the elect through the atonement. In other words, that Jesus Christ is going to die, but he's only going to die for the elect, the limited atonement. Limited atonement. He did not die for all men. I knew a person, a preacher, very personally, and every time that man saw me, he'd say, Jesus Christ's blood was not wasted on one lost man. He did not die for any lost men. That's what he'd tell me. His blood, not one drop of his blood was wasted on lost men. What did he believe? Limited atonement. Now, as we look at these parables, I want you to remember these things and keep it in your mind how different people will interpret this parable. Because this is how the religious world is going to interpret it. Now, Arminianism believes in salvation by what? Partially by works, at least. Yes or no? Partially by works. We have hyper-Armenians and we have moderate Armenians. In all different shades and levels of that, how much you have to sin before you're lost. But salvation is an agreement between you and God partially saves you, and you finish the job. Now, that's not scriptural, is it? If you'll really, really listen heavy to Calvary Chapel, they are Armenians. Okay? Listen carefully to the sermons. Okay? Listen carefully. Now, number five, to regenerate the elect by irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. What does irresistible mean, Cindy?
You can't avoid it.
You can't avoid it. It's not possible to avoid. Okay? And I have heard this many, many times that, well, you either believe in irresistible grace or you don't understand the Bible. Did any saved person ever successfully resist the grace of God?
No.
No. But do people resist the grace of God? Oh, Israel, oh, Israel, how many times, oh, Jerusalem, how many times I would have called you as a mother hen with a baby chicken, but you would not come. You would not come. Number two. Marilyn.
What?
Number two. What is the second point of Calvinism? Number two. It's superlapsarian. What is the next one? What's the next point?
Unconditional.
No. What is the next degree of Calvinism? It's superlapsarian, antilapsarian, and what's the next one? Infralapsarian. Infralapsarian, which is a moderate Calvinist, which many people think that, Brother Steve,
yeah.
Many people think that Charles Haddon Spurgeon was an infralapsarian, okay? Some a sublapsarian. Some statements he made, you could see him going in either direction. And the hyper-Calvinists, which are the superlapsarians, claim him as a five-point Calvinist, which believes all of this. Okay? Now let's look at what the infralapsarians believe. They believe, number one, that God decreed to create man. Is there anything wrong with that? Number two, that God decreed to permit the fall of man. The second act. Number three, that God decreed to procure salvation for the elect through the atonement. What is that? What is that, Cindy? Limited atonement. Limited atonement. So here we have total hereditary depravity in the hyper way, because they're unable to be saved. They're unable to hear that the atonement is only for the elect. Okay. Number five. To regenerate the elect by irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. So what do we have here? It's irresistible grace. So is infralapsarians a whole lot different than superlapsarians? Some, because God didn't create the elect and the damned to begin with, but it's a more moderate Calvinist, but it's still, to me, it's over there too far. A little bit hyper still. Number three, sublapsarian or postlapsarianism. What does postlapsarian, superlapsarian, infralapsarian mean? Do you remember that, Cindy? Do you remember what that means? It's Greek words, kind of. Huh? Latin.
Does it mean like before the fall?
That's right. That he elected before, that he decreed before the fall. That's superlapsarian. Infra, remember? To create man, to permit the fall. To create man first. That superlapsarian means people were damned before God decreed to elect, to create man. That he decreed to elect or damn, or elect or reprobate. Number three, to create man. Number one. Number two, to permit the fall of man. Number three, to elect some to eternal life through faith.
It's still election, though.
Election is true. Election is a fact. But what is election? To elect some to eternal life through faith. What does that mean? That only those that can hear are given the grace of faith. Number five. And we got 6 points in this. To convict the world of sin. Is that scriptural? When you preach the world, what do? You convict the world of sin. Number six, to regenerate the elect by irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. So what do we have? Even with sublapsarianism, we have irresistible grace. Remember this as we study the parables. Please remember this, because the preacher that's preaching the parables is going to show you what he believes. Maybe if he even knows what he believes. Okay. All right. Now we have modified sublapsarians, or what some people call Amaraldian. Amaraldian. That's a modified sublapsarian. Number one, to create man. First degree. Number two, to permit the fall of man. Is that okay? Number three, to provide a ransom for the price for all. This is what we call unlimited atonement. Now, we don't believe that Jesus Christ's blood is efficacious for those that do not believe, do we? But we believe that his blood is sufficient for all mankind, do we not? 1 John 2 and 2 as a great example. Number four, to elect those foreknown to believe. To elect those foreknown to believe. What is wrong with that? Anything? To elect those that are foreknown to believe. How did God elect? Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Canaan, in Genesis the 9th chapter, Noah cursed his own grandson, so to speak. Because some people believe, many Bible scholars don't believe he was even born yet. And Romans says, before Jacob or Esau were even born, before they did anything good or bad, what? That he had elected to make Jacob the what? The head of his nation, not Esau. Why did he do it? According to this decree, elect those foreknown to believe. Those he elected to believe, those who he foreknew would believe. Now, is there election in the Bible? Tell me two great examples of election in the Bible.
Paul.
What?
More than Paul.
Well, Paul is, but who is the largest, greatest example?
John the Baptist.
Yeah, John the Baptist will throw kinks and things, though, too. Israel and the church.
Oh.
Israel and the church. Here, you're getting it. Israel and the church. There's two examples of absolute election in the Bible. Okay, number four was to elect those who foreknown to believe. Number five, to convict the world of sin. To convict the world of sin. Does the Word of God convict the world of sin? Does it actually convict all the world of sin? No. People fight the grace of God. Do they not want to hear the Word of God? The Word of God should convict the world of sin. But what do the people do? They don't want to hear it.
Turn.
They don't want to hear it. If you're Islamic, you will say it's corrupted. All right? Number six, to regenerate those who believe. I pretty much agree with that one, don't you not? Do you not agree with that one? Okay. An Amaraldian, and here we get into Arminianism. To create man, to permit the fall of man, to provide ransom for all men equally. I do believe that. To elect some to moral ability to believe. Something wrong with that. What's that do? That puts salvation in people's hands, that they're procuring it, helping God procure it. Number five, to regenerate those who believe. Armenian, to provide a ransom for all men, to give to all men the means of salvation through moral ability. That's heresy. Let me read that to you again. To give all men the means of salvation through moral ability.
That's actually one of their beliefs?
Yes. Some people, God gives all men the moral ability to rise above sin. This is what you call the holiness churches at one time. And then to elect those who foreknown to believe and to persevere. Only those that persevere until the end will be saved. Because salvation has got 50-50. As an old Negro preacher once said, a long, long time ago, he tried to put election down as simple as he could. He said, what? God has one vote, you have one vote, and how you vote, that settles the election. Is that right? No. Because what? He tried to make it too simple. Because you don't have the moral ability. You do not have the moral ability to keep yourself above sin. No man does. No woman does.
No, but we have to choose Christ at that point of salvation.
We have that volition.
So was that what he maybe meant?
No. It meant that you're making an agreement with God. Jesus Christ, pays for the original sin through baptism. And then what? Then you keep the rest of the story going. You keep the boat rowing. These are the other side now. This absolutely Arminian.
If it depends upon me, man, I'm in trouble.
It depends upon anybody that are in trouble. Number the Arminianism. To create man, to prevent the fall of man, to remit the guilt of original sin of all men through baptism and through Christ. to elect those foreknown to believe and to persevere, the ability to stay saved. Now, let's look at what the Bible says. Did that help you just a little bit? I hope it did. I hope. It's going to make it clear as mud, so to speak. Clear as mud. Four and verse three. Akuate. Now that is not really in this verse. That's actually in the last verse. They didn't divide it quite correctly. Idu. Exhale thing. Ho speron spera. Ho speron spera. And actually the way it should see, look, behold. He went out. He went out. Third person singular, second aorist indicative. Active. He went out. Who went out?
Sower.
The sower. Cindy, who's the sower?
Jesus.
He's the sower. We'll find that out later. He went out. Ho speron. The one sowing, nominative singular masculine, present participle active, and that definite article there, ho, as nominative singular masculine definite article, toheder is tacon, our throne. The one sowing. Is Jesus still sowing his word today? Yes, it is. How can you be saved today? Tell me how you can be saved today. Same way they were. Huh? How can you be saved? How can you have the knowledge and get the idea to be saved?
Well, it's in us, and we see, and God's revealed himself in two ways.
How can you do it?
In nature and in
his Oh, that's good. Now, you've been listening to my sermons, haven't you?
Yeah.
On systematic theology. How do people know that there is a God? What?
There's something inside of you, inside of your head, that tells you there's a
heart.
Number one, nature. Nature tells you there's a God. Because it says there is a creator. If I took my little watch off here, it's a little Rolex, and I told you that Rolex evolved. Nobody made this Rolex, but it just evolved. It's just all these parts fell together. These 28 jewels or whatever, 29 jewels in here, just fell in there just exactly the right size, just exactly the right tolerance, and the mainspring and all of this stuff, and it fell together by chance.
What
would you think?
What are you smoking?
Huh?
What are you smoking?
What am I smoking, yeah. But that's what the evolutionists say, though, isn't it? Isn't it really in all reality? That watch says Rolex, Oyster Perpetual. That's what it says. In other words, oyster, that means it's waterproof, and perpetual, it means it's automatic.
And it's got the name it winds of its maker on
it. It's got the name of its maker on it. You have the name of your maker. Every tree out there in the yard has the name of its maker on it. Every blade of grass, every flower has the name of its maker on it. And by that, we know that there is a God, don't we? The creation. Number two. The Word of God. Number three, Cindy. The intuition in every man, woman, that there is a God. Three ways that he reveals himself. Through his creation, through his word, and through the intuition that you know that there is a God. Now, if you're out there in Timbuktu, even if you go to church, I went to a church when I was a very young boy. My grandmother took me there. And it was a hyper charismatic church. And they didn't preach the Bible. You didn't hear the Bible hardly at all. I mean, just hardly a word of it. But they made a mistake. I had a birthday right after my grandmother got killed, and they gave me a Bible. And I read the whole thing. And I went to church without hearing the Word of God or anything about salvation. They were all excited about the gifts. and they were practicing the gifts. And I wandered down the aisle and got down there at the altar. And my grandmother, ex-step-grandmother, went down there with me and explained the way of salvation to me. What made me go down there? It wasn't the preaching. What made me go down there?
The Word.
What?
The Word and the Holy Spirit.
The Word of God. The Word. The intuition. And I was trained to be an atheist. And the Holy Spirit of God convicted me through His Word. That's how I found it. So how do you get saved? How do you get saved? If you have a Bible, can you get saved? Yeah. You can. I did. Even though I didn't quite understand all the story, but my grandmother went down there and she told me, and I prayed. And I asked the Lord to save me. And I didn't even know I'd been saved in all reality. I didn't understand anything about salvation. I wandered on for another 10 years before I grasped it. And another 50 years before I understood it. And look, he went out, the one sowing, to sow. Okay, now this is Jesus, and he's going out to sow. What's he going to sow? Let's find out what's he going to sow. Kai egeneto ento sperain. Ho men et pason. Para tain hodon. Am I doing this too fast? Kai elthain ta petena. Kai kate fagena. Auto. And it became. This word comes from Genemai. If you want to write Genemai down there at the bottom of that. This was evolution right here. An evolution of my writing. This is my very first book that I ever wrote in the New Testament. Very first book I ever translated. In seminary, at least. I had done 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John before. But this is the very first one that I took to class with me. And it became, or it came to pass, in the to sow. During the sowing. In to speron. During the sowing. During that time. While he sowed. In to speron. That word to sow, that's present infinitive active there. To sow, to sow, to sow. Now. Technology is wonderful. I preached this morning, and a few people heard me at Highline Missionary Baptist Church. But when I got home, I put it out there, and it zipped, goes all over the world. I know the Muslims are listening to me because I see them on the downloads. They're there. Saudi Arabia? Iraq? Afghanistan? Jordan, Oman, all of these places, they're listening. I'm going to tell you something, they're responsible for it, what they've heard. They're responsible for what they do with it. It started there, but through technology today, the Word of God is going all over as you preach. My assistant pastor up there preached a sermon before I did. I put him out there. He preached it for that group, but I tell you what, it went all over the world. It went all over the world. When I go up to Fish Lake Valley and go to church up there, I've asked the pastor up there many times that I worked with years ago, I said, allow me to tape you, to video or audio tape you. Oh, it's just for these guys here. Really? Mm-mm. Really? How limited. The Word of God is not just for you, it's for the whole world. And
away.
we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to do that. And I told him, when I said, when you toughen up, old boy, when you brave up, get a backbone, tell me. And I said, I'll take you. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's really hard to get up here and do this. You pick yourself apart as you watch yourself later on. I watch myself and I try to, I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. And so you try to get better and better and better. At least I have tried to do that. I try to make sure my hair's not sticking up all over it. But then I realize that that's the style anyway. So if it's sticking up all over, it's just not me, it's the style. Okay? I try to get up here without my pants being unzipped or something like that, you know. Because, you know, this is all over the world. This is it. You know, you get a chance to do this. You get a chance to send it out all over the world. You have a chance to do that. Do it. When you're in a grocery store or wherever you are, you can sow seed. Can you not? When the people go out here on Tuesday night and they knock door to door, they can sow seed, can't they? And some people are saved. Quite a few people are saved sometimes. And it came to pass during the sowing that one, it fell. Look at that word, it fell there. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active. It fell. Second aorist means what? It fell and kind of rolled a little bit. That's the action in it, isn't it? Punctiliar, but a little durative linear in there. It fell to the ground beside Paratane Hodon in the road. It fell out there, but it rolled or blew on over there to something else in the road. Now, what is he talking about, Marilyn? What road?
What road?
Yeah. Come on now, farmer girl, farmer's daughter. What are we talking about here? Look out there in the fields at home. Put it in your mind. On the side of the fields and on the end of the fields and sometimes down through the field there's what?
A ditch.
A road. Oh. A road. Yeah. And people drive on the road and the road becomes very, very hard. Now, can seed do any good there?
Nope.
Not much. Beside the road and... third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active, and came ta petena, the wing flappers, the womblies, the sapor, the oof. These are all different words for birds, and it all means wing flappers, womblies, in Lakota, wing flappers. Those that have flappers. The owner of wings. That's what they are. What's a cherub?
Angel.
Brother Steve, what's a cherub?
Angel.
Okay, but what about this angel, Cindy?
With wings.
An angel with wings. An owner of wings. That's a cherub. And they're usually called cherubim. Okay? The birds. Now we had another parable also in another place. It talked about a parable of the mustard seed. Hear that parable? How about that, Cindy? What about this parable of the mustard seed? That's one of the smallest seeds, it says. One of the smallest seeds.
Do you have faith as the size of the mustard seed?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mustard seed. What happened to this mustard seed?
It grew, into a big tree.
It grew up instead of a herb, it became a tree. Something wrong with this.
Mustard is a huge tree.
It turned into a huge tree. The little church became a monstrosity. The little church became a monstrosity. And then what happened in this monstrosity? Is this perversion, this monster?
It fills with birds.
The birds came in it. And who are these birds?
Evil ones.
Evil ones. Devils. Demons. 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 In false religion rest demons. These great big churches, these false religions,
apostasy,
resting demons. Demons.
Apostasy church.
Yep. Beside the road and came the wing flappers, the owners of wings, the orphs, and they ate it down, kata phagio. This comes from kata estio. Kata phagio means third person singular, second aorist, and indicative active. Third person singular, second aorist, secondary is indicative active. They ate it down. Now, Brother Steve, did you have anything to eat today?
I think I did about noon.
All right. Did you eat it on a plate?
I got it in my face, yeah.
You got it on a plate. Cindy, did you have anything to eat today?
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat it on a plate?
Mm-hmm.
Or bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Just tuck it in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. How about you, Brother Roger?
It was in a wrapper.
In a wrapper. Okay. Did you have anything in a bowl or plate?
I'm trying to think of what I ate. Yes, I did.
I had a bowl of oatmeal this morning, and I ate it down to the bottom of the plate, or the bottom of the bowl. I ate it down. Kata estio. Kata fagin. I ate it down. You don't eat it up. You eat it down. Okay? Eat it down. Used to, they had something you laid your food on, some plate, and you ate it down. Even in Jesus' time, when they reached out there in a bowl, they ate it down until it was all gone. They even dipped it down until all of the sauces were gone. So they ate it down. The birds ate it down. Ate it down. That word it there is a collective pronominal adjective. Let's go on a little bit further. The last time I taught this was in 1975. Exactly like that. That's a long time. How long ago was that?
Yeah, black hair then.
I had what?
Black hair.
I can guarantee you I had black hair then.
40-something years ago.
40-something years ago.
I guarantee you had black hair then.
Kai. Alo. Apason. Epi. To. Petrodes. Hupu. Uk. Exain. Gain. Paulain. Kai. Euthus. Ex anetelen. Dia, to, me, ekain, bathos, gaze. And another what? Another what? Kai, alo. And another. Here we have alo, which is nominative singular neuter, pronominal adjective. Nominative singular neuter. And another. Another what?
Seed.
It fell, third person singular, secondary, indicative, active. It fell, epi, to. Epi, that means upon, doesn't it? Preposition, epi, page 153 and 54, okay, by the way. Upon the petrodas. Petrodas. What is this petrodas? Petrodas. Cindy? Rocky places, pebbles, rocky ground. Now, rocky ground is on the side of the road. There's gravel on the side of the road in there. What do you see on the side of the road usually?
Weeds.
Yeah.
Weeds. But do they get very big?
Nope.
No, not enough water. They'll grow fast there because there's heat in those rocks. Rocks produce heat. They gather heat, don't they? I remember up there in Fish Lake Valley this summer, my neighbor went out there and he was running around up and down the creek and out there, and he was really cold, and he went out there and his yard is a great big rock sitting on this pinyon pine stump. So he got out there and just laid on top of that rock, and it was warm, and he warmed up on that rock. This is a rocky ground where... Not, it had gain. 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 What's this gain? It's earth. Dirt. Adama in the Hebrew. Am I right, Brother Roger? And then polain. Much. It didn't have enough earth. Kai. Euthus means immediately, right away. It's a little adverbial thing. Right away, because of the heat, it sprouted up. Immediately, it sprouted up faster than all the stuff out in the fields and everything else, because it's got heat there, and the heat is making it and there's a little moisture there, but pretty soon that moisture is et up. It's et up real fast, the moisture is. You can add up.
You said it's et down, though.
Et down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's et down.
You said you don't eat up, you eat down.
Et down real fast. That's a little third world country. Language there, vernacular. And it didn't have much earth, and it immediately, it sprouted up. It sprouted up and out, is what it says, up and out. It sprouted up and out, third person, singular, first aorist, indicative, active. Because the not to have depth of earth, bathos, didn't have any depth. You can put a plant. Matter of fact, Marilyn's family, they had this barrel cactus. Big barrel cactus. What do you call that kind of cactus, Marilyn? What kind of cactus? That great big barrel cactus.
Barrel cactus.
Barrel cactus. What's it called? It's got a name.
I don't know what the botanical name
is. Segura or something like that cactus. Anyway, it was sitting in a little old thing, and it was pretty small, and then all of a sudden it started getting bigger.
It was given to us.
Yeah. It started getting bigger. Well, I had to get it out of the way because it's busting up the stairway down to the basement. And so I got out there, and I turned it over and find out there was a root that went down and went through the bricks, and down it went. So I took it and dug a nice hole for it, put some fertilizer, watered it down real good, put it in that hole, and pretty soon it almost disappeared. I found out a gopher went up there and ate everything out from the inside out.
I need that gopher. I hate cactus. I got some.
Ate it up from the inside. Ate it down from the inside. It ate it down because it fell flat on the ground, didn't it? Woof. Just like that. Just woof. Fell flat. Ate it down. And then it sprouted up real fast. I just think about this. This is these soils here are personalities of people. These soils are personalities. They are people. Personalities of people. Now, you have seen people like what happened here. Have you not?
People like dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, like dirt. Yeah. People like dirt. Dirt bag, you know.
Careful how you use that word.
And there's others that are dumber than a box of rocks.
Mm-hmm. Dumber than a box of rocks, you know.
My middle name.
Number six. Verse number six. Kai Hote. Ana Telain. Ho Helios. Eka Matiste. Kai. Dia. To. Me. Ekane. Rizan. Exaronthane. And when had risen, raised that third person singular, first person dignity act, had raised up Ho Helios. Ho, that's what? Yeah. Nominee singular, masculine, definite article. Helios is what? Have you ever heard of a heliogram? A heliogram? Have you ever heard of that? Brother Roger, you know all about it.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Did you now?
You know about this. A lunogram? A heliogram. What are we talking about? Remember it during the Indian Wars, what the army did?
Blankets.
No. What did the army do?
Oh, flash signals.
They took off of the sun and they flashed signals. They used the sun to flash signals.
Smoke.
Okay. That's the Indians.
Well, you said
that's
Indians.
My bunch. That's not. I'm talking about Helios here. I'm not talking about blankets. The sun. Ekamatiste. He scorched. He burned. Third person singular. First aorist indicative active. He calls to be burned. Ka'o. This sun, it calls to be burned. And because of the knot. To have root plant, when the sun gets hot, it's got to drink water just like you do. When you go out in Death Valley, how much water you got to drink per hour?
A gallon.
Over a gallon an hour to stay hydrated out there. Otherwise, you're going to be spitting dust.
Probably ain't going to make it out there.
It's rough, you know, out there. You got to have water. You got to stay hydrated. And a plant, when it's in the hot sun, it has to have roots down there to suck up water, or it's going to just, leaves are going to turn like crispy critters, crumble up. Roots. And it was dried out. It was caused to be dried out. Verse number 7. Verse number 7. Kai alo epason ace ta akantas kai anabason he akante kai sin ept nizon alto kai karpon uk hidokin. Christine, you almost always have a garden, don't you? What's the biggest problem in a garden?
Weeds.
Are you sure?
Cockroaches and fleas.
Well,
yep.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they grow up so fast.
They will outrun anything and they'll suck up all the water.
Yes.
And they'll suck up all the nutrients in the soil. You know that the American Indian introduced tobacco to the Caucasians that came over here. They took the tobacco back to Europe and they hybrid it and did all kinds of stuff. And then he brought it back over here and they had this super hybrided tobacco that produced a lot of nicotine. And this tobacco just ate the soil up like it was a weed. And they could go into a place, they had these tobacco farms. And you know how worms got to America? There were no worms here. No earthworms. How'd they get here?
God brought them.
How'd they get here? What?
So people from other countries brought them in.
The people that brought the tobacco back here brought worms with them. And it changed the whole ecology of America. The worms did. Changed the whole ecology of America. This is botanical science and biological science. It did that.
But you gotta have worms, because otherwise the dirt gets too hard.
Unless you got all this other stuff. Like in where it first really took root in America was back in the Northeast. There were gardens planted all across this country. They had tomatoes and potatoes and corn and all this stuff.
Tell me there were no kinds of worms.
There were no worms here.
None.
There were
no kind.
No earthworms here.
What did fish eat?
No earthworms.
What did fish eat?
Why? Noodling.
No,
haven't you ever noodled for a fish?
Earthworms.
Earthworms.
Earthworms. Earthworms.
Earthworms. The earthworms changed the whole ecology in the Philippines. And down through there, when they started planting things and terraces and everything, the worms totally destroyed the whole culture. Just destroyed it. Some of the big worms.
There's an island in Hawaii that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
That there used to be no rats at all there.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody brought them in on planes during World
War
II.
Took over. And rabbits in Australia.
Yeah.
And they took over. The worms took over here. Now, worms can do good things, but worms can do bad things. Worms spread tapeworms, for one thing. And there you have disease. Right? There was no Vivax parasites in this country. There were Anopheles quadrimaculatus, but no Vivax infection in those things. That's what? A mosquito. A little fly is what is mosquito. But the Vivax infection got in their gut, and then when they bite you, then it puts it in your blood, and then you have the Tretian fevers. All this. Worms. You can change the culture. But one of the curses In Genesis, the third chapter was what? Thorns and thistles. And there really are. It is a curse, isn't it? And you go out there and you try to grow wheat or you try to grow anything, and the weeds will outrun anything you're trying to grow. You have to go out there and by the sweat of your brow get rid of them. Now they have invented Roundup, and they invented Roundup resistant alfalfa and all this stuff. But then that's genetically engineered, and they don't want that now. There's all kinds of problems over all this stuff. And it fell ace. What is the, Cindy, what is ace? The grammatical rule for ace.
Extension or limitation of the thought or verbal action
unto the thorns. Acanthos. The thorns. The thorny guys. And it came up, third person plural. They came up, actually, third person plural. Second aorist indicative. They stepped up. They rose up. And the thornies, the thorny ones, the curse, and they crowded, they choked them. Sema, no. Nigo. They crowded and choked them out. Choked them. Choking. Choked them out. They choked it out and fruit not it gave. Because it didn't have enough nutrients. It didn't have enough nutrients. This carpone, this fruit, it didn't have any fruit. Because it didn't have enough nutrients. If it could stay alive, was the best. If it could stay alive.
Well, a couple years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, I think I talked to you about this, my tomato plants were not producing enough tomatoes. There was nothing mm-hmm. on them, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And it was, I think it was my soil had been depleted,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, core up rotation,
yeah.
put it all back,
mm-hmm.
but... It's
yeah.
the same thing. It's the weed. The weeds can grow in almost uh-huh. any kind of soil.
And they will deplete the
but
soil.
But a plant that produces yeah. the fruit needs a pH balancing correct
yes.
in that soil.
Your trees, everything. Mm-hmm. And the weeds destroy that, the balance.
Yeah.
When they brought the tobacco back here, only for 3 or 4 years could they grow tobacco. And then they had to go out and break new ground because it had completely ate up all the nutrients. Tobacco was like a weed.
Cotton.
It ate it all.
Cotton.
It ate it all. Ate it up. You rotate crops and everything, but tobacco is one of the most depleting plants you can plant in the ground. It will eat up all of the nutrients. Then you have to start over and break new ground. And not it gave up. Do you have any questions so far? This is it.
You done?
This is it. Might near. Do you have any questions?
I do, but I wish you could get done.
Any questions? You have any questions? Cindy, you got any questions?
No.
Hope you learned something. As we see this now, what is superlapsarian? What's the first degree of superlapsarian?
The degree of the lectin
on
the okay. All right. Infralapsarian. Still limited atonement. Still irresistible grace. All right. Sublapsarian.
The first three that's limited, irresistible grace is still there.
Yes, the irresistible grace is still there. Okay, and what about the modified amoreldium or sublapsarian? We're almost getting there balanced, aren't we? God did decree to elect. He decreed to attain the atonement through Jesus Christ and Him alone. There's nothing in you can get you saved. What else?
Was that the one that believed salvation had something biblical? Baptism?
To create man, to permit the fall of man, to provide ransom price for all, to elect those foreknown to eternal life, to convict the world of sin, to regenerate those who believe. They change, don't they? They do change. They do change.
So the Armenian church, you know, you said they basically believe in works.
Yes.
But do they believe you have to believe before you do the works, or you do the works?
They believe that you have the moral ability to believe and you have the moral ability to live above sin.
But do you do the person to do the good works, you do the good works which gives you...
Because of Jesus Christ, you can be baptized. Most of them believe in baptismal regeneration, or that baptism has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. And through that door of salvation, then you are forgiven of your past sins. But now you have to work on every day of your life. Okay? Every day, that's Armenian. And there's different degrees of that, from very mild to very severe Armenian. Okay? Anything else? Nothing?